Good evening. We welcome you to our Wednesday night evening service at St. Olaf Lutheran Church. I would like to thank Laura, Mark, and Bob for helping me to lead the service here tonight, and also for Matt leading us in song. We'll begin with opening words for our graduation celebration, which we recognize here tonight with the students at St. Olaf. We gather this day to acknowledge a threshold moment, a thin place between what's been and what's to be, between what's been studied, learned, and accomplished, and all the more there is to study and learn and do. It is so very good to mark growth and celebration, and then so very good as well to celebrate having further to grow, to note a mile marker on the longer way, and to take both joy in the distance traveled and the distance yet ahead. Bless this liminal time and space and those who stand in the thresholds looking back and looking ahead. May it be with a sense of both gratitude and anticipation. May it be with an awareness of how we grow our life long with our whole person, our minds, our bodies, our spirits, and emotions. And may it be with a profound sense of what it means to place our way, where we've been and where we're going, within the reach of Jesus Christ.
We're so excited tonight to celebrate our 17 St. Olaf graduates. And had not COVID-19 happened, we would be all gathered here in St. Olaf Sanctuary tonight for a baccalaureate service for our class of 2020. So we're sorry to you that we don't get to be here together, but it doesn't lessen the joy that we all have that you have accomplished this major milestone in your life. So we say, let's celebrate Heather Almond, Hope Anderson, Brooklyn Bailey, Mason Bowman, Conley Daniel, Catherine Flores, Kenzie Kofoot, Jordan Moreau, Jacob Peterson, Madigan Pyman, Adam Plautz, Trinity Posing, Michael Schroeder, Ansley Thorson, Caitlin Werning, Jace Yoder, and Jared Yoder. We invite you now to sing together with Matt our song, Come As You Are.
Let us pray. Gracious God, surround those who are graduating. Give them your grace. Bless them with hope so that they move into the future with eager and open hearts. Help them to put the knowledge, skills, and insights gained through their education to use for the good of all humankind. Inspire them to believe in the goodness of life even when faced with challenges and difficulties. As they move into this new chapter, may they grow ever more grateful, compassionate, and wise. We ask all of this in your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
Pastor Emily and I talked about what might be some words of wisdom from Scripture that we could share with our graduating seniors. And we have two favorite passages that we're going to share tonight with you. I think they're familiar verses, and they speak a powerful message of hope and encouragement to all of us. The first reading is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And then from Matthew 5:13-16, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. We invite you now to sing along with Matt on the piano again, the song, Come to the Table. We now come to the part of our service tonight, which is a special PowerPoint recognition of our 17 seniors. And I thank each and every one of you seniors for your extra effort to share your pictures and your stories with me about your time growing up in the church, as well as what your future plans are going to be. And we do wish you well. So I hope you enjoy seeing each of our graduates and what the future holds for them.
We continue now with a prayer on graduation. Light. Lord Jesus, you have said that your followers must be the light to the world. Light propagates itself, dispels darkness, it sows rays of joy and hope, it is life-giving. Help me, Lord, to be a light to this world so that my life radiates your message of love, hope, and truth. May I be the beacon leading to you those who seek truth.
Salt. You also said, Lord Jesus, that your disciples must be salt to this earth. Salt gives taste to food. It retards spoilage. It's also a healing agent. Lord, may I be the salt that takes away the blandness in the routine of living, that prevents the rottenness of hatred and greed from expanding around me, that brings compassionate healing to anguished souls I encounter. Lord, help me be worth my salt and infuse your saltiness in me so that I do not become flat and useless.
Leaven. Be the leaven to the world, said you to your friends. Bread, a staple of life, and cakes, always present at celebrations, would be dull and lifeless without the tiny bit of yeast. Without it, the dough remains inert, hard. Elsewhere, you also told us to multiply our talents. You expect that we use the talents you gave us as the leaven to the world. Teach us, Lord Jesus, that I alone am insignificant, but mixed with the talents of my brothers and sisters, I can lift this world out of its insipid mediocrity. May I be a bit of leaven in the bread of life, and a sign of your celebration in this life and life eternal.
And finally, commitment. Lord, on this baccalaureate night, let there be a new beginning of my life. In the dark days of darkness, be my light, so that in turn I can radiate your truth and your message of hope, love, and joy. In the days of blandness and of blahs, Lord, be my salt, so that in turn I can fend off the corruption, the staleness, and the mediocrity around me. In the days when I am flat on my back or fall flat on my face, Lord, be my leaven, so that not only can I rise again, but also raise the downhearted to the celebration of your love. Amen.
Please receive this blessing now. As your classes and grading are now complete, may you strive toward excellence in all that you do. As the speeches conclude, may your voices rise up to pronounce justice and peace in the world. As the fanfare cease, may you sing of joy even in the dark and lonely places. As the applause quiets, may you celebrate and lift up those around you. As you graduate, may your achievements grow and cause growth in your communities. And may we all know the overwhelming blessings of the one who created all things. Receive these blessings and whatever else God has in store for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
As we get ready to sing our last song, we just want to remind you all one more time that St. Olaf is your home. It's the home of your faith and the home of a family that loves and cares about you. And know that we will always be here for you. Whatever it is you might need, don't be afraid to reach out and include us in what's going on in your life. We love you and wish you all the very best. So let's unite with our last song that Matt will be playing called Never Let Go.